Okay, Mr. Afimate, you have been brought before the court. The matter came up today. What are your own views of what is really going on?
Well, the court through the, or the police through the court, have a right to decide whether somebody is breaking the law. So they seem to think that we have broken the law. We, on the other hand, have been legally advised and ourselves are convinced that we have not, and that we are not in violation of any provision of law, and certainly not the Constitution of Dominica. We believe that each process in this society must be given an opportunity to run its course. So yeah, we are participating in this process because we have no doubt that at the end of it all, you know, it will be seen to the public that we were simply and are simply exercising our constitutional right to walk from point A to B in anywhere in the country. We're exercising our right, exercising our right also to stop whenever we want and to hold a meeting, which we don't need permission for. And so it is a bit disturbing that at a time when so many critical issues confront our society, that the institution charged with maintaining security and peace and safety, i.e. the police force, seems to have so much time to devote to a matter like this, a matter which is really clear. It's absolutely clear that we are not in violation of any law. But many man hours of the police are being given over to this, and now man hours of the court. The court has more important things to attend to. There are issues of abuse of children, abuse of women, the issues of, you know, improper housing, improper planning. I mean, there's so much on our plate. And honestly, I really would prefer that these people be given a chance to pay attention to those issues rather than be distracted by... One can only conclude that somebody has an agenda. Somebody doesn't maybe like me, like Margot, or like Julian, or like Lennox. And so they think they have to, quote-unquote, harass us a bit. And I believe this is harassment. I believe it is harassment. Look at what we've done. This morning we've spent, what, how many hours here? You know, for what? To go into the court and say to a magistrate, respectfully, I'm sorry, I'm not guilty. And then wait for a date, more time of the court, more time of the public, the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution. This is not good. And really, the immediate message is, let's stop these distractions. Let's stop the harassment. And let's come together and focus on solving some of the problems that confront us.
I want to ask quickly, Dorothy, do you intend to continue walking? And if you feel threatened, do you feel threatened by the charges by the police? And do you intend to continue the walking?
Well, actually, I'm very glad that the police and others are paying attention to the walking, because that's the idea of it. Instead of just talking, we decided, let's go one step further and walk to draw attention to these very issues that I've just mentioned a few of previously. And of course we intend to continue walking. Of course we intend to continue walking, not just in the city, but we're going to walk all over Dominica, like we did last night. We walked in the city in the morning, we went to Salisbury in the evening. We're going to walk in the city next Wednesday, then we'll go to another community and walk in the evening. And so we will gradually extend the awareness possibilities of these issues of peace and justice and prosperity that are the focus of our walking to other parts of the country. And we will not stop. We will not stop even when the issues begin to be addressed, because there are so many issues. We anticipate that this will become a lifetime pursuit of really serious patriotic citizens.
Thank you, Afi. All the best.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.